was that Mike Bush wanted to do the tax on millionaires in the upper end, and Mike Miller wanted to do 300,000 on up. So I guess now they've gone back to what was the
House. What was the House plan? First, your reaction to the fact that you're going to go back into session next week.
I think it's not needed. I think that the Republicans put forward a budget that was much more workable, was much kinder than the doomsday budget, and it level funded. And to say that we need to go back or we're going to have this structural deficit problem, and at the same time we're increasing spending by quite a bit again, it makes no sense to me why we should be going back. The people do not want this.
They're saying, the governor was stressing that the income tax increase would only affect 16% of taxpayers. And he was saying that's a relatively small number. I mean, it could have been much worse. What do you say to that?
I think the governor needs a few advisors. He does not understand how the income tax system works. First of all, S-corps, sole proprietorships, LLCs, they file their taxes. These businesses file their taxes through the income tax. And for gosh sakes, if it's hurting those businesses, it's going to hurt a lot more people, and they're all affected all the way down, all the employees in those businesses, all the way across the board. On the personal income tax part, where you're not filing with the businesses, it does affect everybody. A lot of people are in that group. Where does he get 16%? I have no idea.
I have to ask, you have a small business. Are you technically an S-corp, or is
I am
enough? I'm just curious.
No, I am a C-corp.
C-corp, okay.
But there are a lot of businesses on Main Street here that are S-corps. There are a lot of businesses at home and consultants and a lot of small businesses that are LLCs, sole proprietorships, and S-corp. And those businesses will be affected by this. And he's plump forgetting about that. This affects the businesses. And it affects us also because when you take more discretionary spending away from people who would be outspending, it's going to hurt the business community.